I wouldn't just call it vandalism. I would call it complete recklessness that is threatening to lives, the potential to save lives in the most critical times. Lifebelts are left along the river to ensure that that those who come into difficulty, whether it be in fishing or whether it be in for any other purpose, or indeed in the society we live in, if there's someone that attempts suicide or something else, that is there to save that particular individual's life. There's huge issues that exist in the Strabane area in relation to these life rings. Too many times we have turned up at that water wall or along the river or other parts of the Strabane district, and these crucial pieces of life-saving equipment have been gone, have been stolen or recklessly thrown into the river. That sends out a very worrying message, because the council aren't to the fore when it comes to replacing these, and often it's too late when we notice that they're gone. We need these pieces of material to be left alone to ensure that they're there when we need them at the most critical point in time.
And what can be done to curb these acts of vandalism and theft?
Well, I think the PS9 need to send out a very serious message. Let's talk hypotheticals. If some individual comes into difficulty in the river today, and it's related to, God forbid, any one of us, the first thing you need to reach for is that life ring. It's the first thing that you throw in, provide the rope is there and all the equipment's there. That could save that person's life. But in a situation where that life ring is there and it has been stolen or thrown away recklessly or damaged or destroyed, potentially that person's life that's in the river is put at risk. Potentially they could have died. And potentially the person that destroyed that piece of material is responsible for whatever happens to that particular individual. So this is not just about an act of vandalism. This is about posing a threat to someone's life who comes into a very, very difficult situation in the water. These are not here for decoration. They're not here to be vandalised. They're here to save lives. The PS9 need to send out a very important message and a very vital message that those that are caught interfering with this vitally important life-saving equipment should be prosecuted and face the full weight of the law and the courts. This is not to be messed around with, and anyone that I see or anyone that the public sees needs to report that to the PSNA immediately. There's local search and rescue teams in the Strabane district now, and they're doing tremendous work and great efforts. They put a lot of time, a lot of effort, and raise a lot of money for it. We don't want their resources wasted or in any way used up, because they have to replace these life rings that shouldn't be damaged or interfered with at all.